Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner failed to find the key to the small iron chest in the package from Tennessee, but they managed to break the box open and were elated to find it chock full of old coins. Lum has gone to the county seat to start spending their new wealth, and as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric in the Jot 'em Down store library looking through the mail order catalog.
Boy, that's what I want right there.
Right where, Cedric?
Right there, one of them things, right there.
You mean a guitar?
Yes, Mom, exactly what I want.
Why, Cedric, you can't play no guitar.
Well, I don't know where I can or not. I never did try it.
Well, you have enough trouble just trying to blow that 10-cent tin bird whistle of yours.
Well, you don't have to blow a guitar.
Oh, I know you don't, Cedric, but I mean whatever you do to a guitar, you can't do it.
Well, with that, it don't matter, though.
How?
I don't need to know how to play it, because it's electric.
Electric?
Yes, Mom. That's what it says. See it right there, says it.
Let me see.
Says it.
Well,
right
get your
there.
Head out of the way. I can't read nothing. You've been over there. Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. A electric guitar. What is this world coming to?
See, it's got a cord on it, so all you have to do is just plug it in and the way it goes.
Just plays itself, huh?
Yeah, so.
Doggett, I believe I'll get one of them things myself and fool old Grandpappy Spears with it.
What am I laughing at?
Truly. Yeah, I'll invite him and Aunt Charity over to the place some night, and I'll just be sitting there sort of with this guitar in my lap, you know, and I'll hide the cord so he can't see it, and then all of a sudden I'll just turn it on, act like I'm actually doing the playing. Old Grandpap's eyes will bug out like a tromped-on toad troll.
Boy, that'll be a good one.
Oh, I can't hardly wait. Well, that old varmint be mad. He thinks he's the only feller in town that's got music talents. Him and that player Pioneer of his.
I believe I'll bring my electric guitar over to your place that night and play a duet with you. That ought to make Grandpap just twice as mad.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It'd be two of us.
Bert, wait a minute, though. I don't know whether that'll work out or not. See, there's just one socket up there in the ceiling there in the parlor, so we couldn't plug in more than one guitar in there at a time.
Well, couldn't we get one of them doubled-up sockets, sort of?
Yeah, I reckon we could. Of course, it's going to be awful hard disguising two cords hanging down from the ceiling, though. Fact is, it's going to be hard enough with just one cord. That Grandpap, he's liable to spot that the first thing when he comes in the room.
Well, maybe you could wrap red, white, and blue streamers around it and sort of decorate it up, sort of.
Oh, no. That'd make him more curious than ever. He'd start asking too many questions. Okay, I wish I could figure out some way to make it invisible. That's what it'd work.
Oh, I know. Why don't you just rub some invisible ink on the cord?
That's a good idea, Cedric. Look through the wish book there and see if they sell invisible ink in there.
Yes, Mom. I'd like to get a bottle of that for myself, too.
Okay, I wish Mom would have let me went into the county seat today instead of him. I can't hardly wait to start spending all this money we're getting out of that buried treasure. I don't know why he always has to be the one to get to do everything first.
Invisible. How do you spell that, Mr. Abner?
Why, just like it sounds, I reckon, Cedric. In a I-N-N-A,
Is it K-silent?
If there's one in there, Ted, I believe, Cedric.
No, K-silent in some words.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about it, Cedric. When you find it there in a book, well, you can see how it's spelled.
Oh, yes, that's a matter of
course. Such ignorant.
Oh, no. Invisible.
Just hope old Lum don't spend all the money we got out of that iron box. That's what I hope.
Well, he couldn't spend all that in one blow, could he? Must have been $1,000,000 or $1,000 worth of money in there.
Yeah, but you know that Lum when he gets on a buying spree. And I could tell if he had that spending look in his eye when he left out of here this morning.
Invisible.
That Lum, he gets a little money in his pocket, he just goes plumb hog wild. They ain't got no sense at all when it comes to finance matters. Not
maybe
it's
spelled with an E. Or maybe the K ain't silent after all.
That Lum just lets money run through his fingers like it was a batch of water. Never seen nothing like it in my life. Never.
Believe I'll look under black ink and work back from there.
That Lum is the recklessest one human I ever know. Why, he's liable to buy out the whole county seat. Doggett ought to went with him, watched over him. He ain't servative at all. He'll come back here loaded down with the most useless, idiotic bunch of junk you ever seen. He'll do it, sure as he were.
Just wasting your breath, Mr. Abner. I ain't hearing a word you're saying.
No,
I'm looking for that invisible ink.
He ain't at
better
all.
Try red ink.
He just don't know enough to buy sensible stuff like electric guitar.
Well, no invisible ink in here nowhere.
Well, just forget that for now, Cedric, and turn over to the park there where the order blanks is at. We'll send in for them guitars right here and now.
Well, reckon we can afford them, though.
Huh?
According to the wish book, them things cost about $130 a piece.
Well, what's $130 to us, Cedric? Can't you recollect? We're thousandaires now.
Well, but Mr. Lum taking all them coins with him never left us none at all.
Yeah, I know he did. We'll order by CODs, and then by the time the guitars get here, why, there'll be another box of buried treasure from that fella in Tennessee, and we'll be all right.
Oh, is he going to send another box of treasure?
Why, sure. More likely send one every week, I reckon. Just fast he can dig the stuff up, he'll send it to us.
Well, let's start ordering then. I never knowed that. Some other stuff in there I want to pick out.
Yeah, well, just pick out anything you want. Find the order blanks first there, though.
Well, I've done got them right here there, Mr.
Oh, good.
Right there. That's what that is right there, that thing right there.
Just fill that in. The music geniuses around here in no time at all, said it.
Boy.
Let's see now.
Just right. The play of the Macmillan boys, a bit.
What does that say there? Write or print name here. Man, that's easy. Name. N-A-M-E. Name. No. More likely they mean my name. Because I can spell that, too. They ain't fooling me. Abner Peabody. A-B-N. A-B-N. E-R. Abner. Address Pine Ridge.
Hey, Mr. Abner, what are you writing that place right there?
Where, Cedric?
Right there where it says, please do not write in this space.
Oh, doggies, I don't know. I've been wondering that myself for a long time. Every time I pick up one of these blanks, I wonder that same thing.
I know it. I asked Papa one time. He never knowed neither.
Well, I believe the best thing to do is just ignore it, Cedric.
Yeah. Don't put nothing in there at all, you mean?
No, just leave it blank. We'll show them. They ain't going to make no idiots out of us.
Well, what do we put down next now?
Well, let's see. Number of article in catalog.
Does that mean we got to count up all the articles he is in the...
Oh, no, each article's got a number of its own, has he? Here, I shall. We just turn back here to where them guitars are out here.
Yeah, I want to look at them again anyway. Hello?
Yeah, here we are, right here. See there, Cedric? Number 12K247W. Now, that's for them there high-volume guitars. Of course, they got Spanish guitars here, too. Which do you want, Cedric, the high-volume or the Spanish?
Oh, spinach, I reckon. Don't make much difference. Mm. I can't understand neither one of them, no way.
Hawaiian. I'll put that number down here right there.
What's next now?
Quantity desired. Well, we want good high-class quantity, natural. I'll just write down the best here.
Sure, we're rich.
Name of article wanted. 2 Hawaiian guitars. Electric. Color. What color you want, Cedric?
Oh, I don't know. Red, I reckon. That's my favorite color. Special soda pop.
1 red. I believe I'll take a yeller. 1 yeller. Now, next is size.
Seller.
What size guitar do you take, Cedric?
Well, I just don't know. I've never been measured up for one of them. What size do they come in?
Let me see. I don't believe it says. Reckon you want a big one, though. You're a pretty big boy.
Yeah, I want a whopper. Tell them I weigh 195 pounds.
Yeah, put that down. One to fit 195 pounds, feller. One big, one medium I'll put there for me. I believe I'll take about a medium.
I believe you'll take a short.
Yeah. Put a medium short in. I want to get a good fit if I can.
What else do you put down there?
Well, I believe that's all set in the price. Here, wait a minute, though. Space for ordering men and youth clothing.
Does that mean we got to buy a suit before we can get a guitar?
Oh, I don't believe it does. Sure.
We got a baseball bat once with a suit.
Yeah, not at this price. I don't believe it.
We'd have to get a Hawaiian suit, a grass skirt and stuff.
No, we'll just skip that, Cedric. Here now. Let me get that in the envelope there. Now, you rush right on over to Dick Huddleston's store and get a stamp for it and get that thing in the mail as quick as you can,
yes,
Cedric.
I'll rush like crazy.
Well, that's the thing to do. Hurry up now.
I'm just plumb tickled to death about it. I believe that was your ring, Mr. Abner.
I hear that. I'll get it, Cedric. You just get that order blank in the mail.
So long.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, what is it, Elizabeth? You done what? Why, sure. Yeah, that's all right. Order all the stuff you want to out of the wish book. I don't care. Oh, we're rich now. A new bread safe. Well, that's nice. Uh-huh. Yeah, wait a minute, Elizabeth. You can tell me what you ordered some other time. I see Lum coming up out there, and I want to talk to him. Yeah, all right.
Oh, Abner. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, all right.
I'm on the phone.
Yeah, goodbye. I noticed when you got back a heap quicker than I allowed you would. Hurry up and tell me what owed you by.
I'd rather not even discuss that, Abner.
Huh?
Let me sit down. I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
What's the matter?
I never bought nothing.
You never?
I never.
Didn't they have nothing expensive enough for rich folks to buy in there?
Sure. Couldn't have bought it, even if it'd been some little old two-for-a-nickel thing.
Well, here, wait a minute. You never went and lost all the money we got out of that orange box, did you?
That money ain't worth the stamp that brung it.
Huh?
That weren't nothing but a batch of old-timey Chinese coins that ain't worth nothing.
Chinese coins? Ain't worth nothing? Oh, my goodness. And Cedric's done sent an order into the mail order house to get two electric gifts on.